Practice in a movie. Recreate the characters. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Practice in a movie. Recreate the characters. We go to movies, we watch them on television, we see them everywhere, and as we see these movies, we see some characters in the movies that we find despicable, and some of them quite nice. And the despicable characters we are like angry at. We're not pleased with them. We want to do something to stop them in their tracks from the path that they're taking, the things that they're doing. We know they're very bad and they're very ugly. And as we allow ourselves to think these thoughts, as we allow ourselves to live in this consciousness and this attitude, then we experience just that. We experience those things that are not very nice. We experience those things that are not very pleasant. We watched The Illusionist the other night, and in there, the Crown Prince was a very interesting person. He really was quite good, a very brilliant man, very competent, capable, wonderful man, but he was just a little unbalanced. And because he was a little bit unbalanced, that shone forth in many of the things that he did and in many of the tyrannical ways that he acted. Knowing that his father was the emperor and knowing that he lived as the crown prince, he lived in this very special world where attitudes that were saying that he was superior to other people persisted. Now, because he had this attitude of being superior to other people, he had the attitude that other people were not so sharp. And in that process, he put them down. Now, we, as the observer of the movie, didn't find him very favorable. We looked upon him just like the author wanted us to look upon him, as being a very unstable, impractical type of man for the young lady who had made a vow to marry him when she was with her family in Hungary. She made a vow to marry him, and then she decided to change her mind. She didn't go to him and say she's going to change her mind. She just changed her mind, and then later, under an emotional outburst, she expressed the idea that she didn't want to marry him. Now, she has the right to change her mind at any time, but she also has the responsibility to stand up for whatever it is that she wants to do, if she wants to change her mind. And she came to that point. But she did not stand up for it until the emotions reached such a height that it was very devastating and very disastrous. The Crown Prince himself was not a very positive person, and he did some very unpositive things, at least from the viewer's point of view. Now, as we looked at him, we judged. And because we judged him, we were unable to effectively, unconditionally love him. If we were to train ourselves as we watch these movies with unsavory characters in them or people doing things that we don't approve of, and we start unconditionally loving them, we're changing our own attitude about ourselves. We're changing our whole attitude about life in general. We're changing everything about us. And as we change everything about us, we then view the picture differently. Now, we didn't necessarily change the characters in the movie, but we recreated them in our mind as to what their role was and how they were handling it and how they were doing the things that they had to do according to their own insights. And if we looked at them with an open heart and with an open mind, we'd see them more wonderful and more beneficial, instead of just white and black, which is what we really should always look at. But instead of just white and black, we see them with a little bit of gray, a little bit of understanding of why they do things. Now, the Crown Prince did things because he was mentally out of balance. Now, you and I, as we observe, we are mentally out of balance because we can observe him being mentally out of balance. When we are mentally in balance, we cannot observe another being, another circumstance being mentally out of balance. And you say that seems just a little bit rough for us because we are just observers, and those are things that go on in the world, and the things that go on in the world just are there, and that's just the way it is. Well, that's not just the way it is. These things go on in the world because of our observation, because of our thought about it, our interpretation of what's going on. If we had been a unconditionally loving being, and we would look at the Crown Prince, we'd say, born and raised as he was, he's doing a very mighty, wonderful job. Born and raised as he was, and living under the limitations of the mental attitudes that he has, he's doing a very wonderful thing. And to believe that he is superior to everybody else, and then to have it be found out in his own mind that other people have some genius in them themselves, was quite a blow. And with our understanding heart, we now can understand him. Now, we can see him doing things beneficially. We can see him doing things purposefully with a loving, unconditionally loving heart. And as we do that, he becomes a totally different person. We recreate the characters in the movie. Not because we have taken the characters and made them different than what they are. It's because we have observed them for what they are. We have observed them for what they really stand for. Now, we have a statement, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. And it refers to conflicts that might appear elsewhere in the world. And as we think of these conflicts appearing elsewhere in the world, we think those are very real. Those are very definite. And the people there feel that they're very definite and very real. When we change our thinking and recreate the circumstances and the situation, and we look at the world and say, there now is peace on earth, and it began with me. We look at these nations who are misunderstanding one another, and we see them coming to psychological agreements with one another. We see them understanding one another. We see them coming to a conclusion without, we don't say without war, but it does not include war. We see them coming to an understanding of unconditional love between them. You say, my God, if they come to unconditional love between them, that'd be a miracle. Well, how about that? It'd be a miracle in our thinking. Now, we want to get to the point where that miracle takes place constantly within us. That as we recreate the world from what it might appear to be to what the divine in us would have us observe it as, then we are doing something significant, something marvelous, something absolutely wonderful, and we are doing it because we are master of ourselves. We are master of ourselves. Oh, you say, looking at that Crown Prince, he was a pretty bad character. He was a pretty bad... Well, was he really? When you looked at what the girl did and how she created the illusion of being injured and being killed, and when you look at what the illusionist did and how he wanted to have this relationship and he wanted to free her and help her to be free, and the mental gyrations they went through, and how they caused the Crown Prince to slip over the edge and lose his cool totally until he blew his mind out. And what a shame. What a shame. We love stories that have these dramatic, dynamic, emotional activities within them. But let's create these stories in a more beautiful way, in a more fantastic way. We can create these stories where people can just come into our life who are beautiful, who are wonderful, who are glorious, who uplift us, who make us feel just great. And as these people come into our life, it seems like, why did we create them there? Well, we created them there because that's who we are. Because that's the joy that's in our own heart. That's the beingness that's in our own inner self. And this beingness that's in our own inner self, this joy that's in our own inner heart, that is what is our unconditional love. That is what we should guide ourselves and our thinking with everyone in the world. If there is one person you have aught against in this world, go to him and make peace with him before you go on with your life. If you have one person that you disagree with, or that you are unhappy with, or that you are arguing about, even if it is a person who is someone that you just read about in the newspapers, or someone you just hear about on television, no matter what or who this person or condition may be, make peace with them in your mind. And when you make peace with them in your mind, then you have recreated them, and we are practicing that wonderful recreation in ourself, and we are experiencing the result of that wonderful recreation, so perfect, so wonderful, so now. Instant illumination? We can have it all the time if we wish. And I'm ready for instant illumination right now, and I'm ready for it every moment of my life, because I am the master of myself, living with unconditional love, observing with unconditional love, and being unconditional love. How about you? I love you. I love you. I love you.